Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Casey with Birth Card tonight. Jethro called me about 5 minutes before air. He is traveling on the road and wasn't going to be able to make it, so I'm pinch-hitting for him tonight. So I'm not sure what all special deals he's got going this month, but I do know to tell everybody to make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and check out whatever is going on that page. I know Jethro has some classes coming up. I believe he's got one coming up really soon over the Martin Luther King holiday. And I believe there's still time to get in on that for anyone who wants to be part of that. I believe that's also, I know he's holding it on-site in Florida. I believe it's in Tampa, Florida. So anyway, I've been kind of out of loop because I've been traveling for the past, almost a month now. It sure feels good to get off the road and get to that down someplace again. So we'll get to doing card readings tonight. And if any of you guys in chat know of anything else that's going on that I am behind on or missing, I had a whole stack of mail waiting for me at home when I came home for the postman. So if you guys, Becky, and all you guys know of what else is going on, feel free to type that in the chat room and let me know what's going on too, because I'll try to read chat as I go along here. So hang in with us, and Jethro will be back, today is Saturday, so he'll be back later in the week because I think I'm doing the Sunday segment this week too. So anyway, I do know we have Amy on Mondays now, and we've got Pamela, our musical psychic, on Tuesdays. She's on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Wednesdays, I believe we have Mystic Celeste back now again. And then on Thursday is going to be Jethro and Dina. And I know he's got some surprise guests usually on Friday and Saturday. He's got different people, topics, and that kind of stuff. So they do a whole bunch of different stuff. I'm not sure exactly what's coming up for the week. But anyway, we'll get busy and see what else is going on. So we'll start with our first caller here. And area code 410, you are on live with us. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. What I do is called birth card readings, and what I need is just a month and a date for you, and just, you know, gives you a bit, tells you what your birth card is based on the system, and we'll see what's going on from there.
Okay, it's 12/13.
12/13. Okay, so you're a five of clubs. Awesome. And you've got a seven of diamonds as a planetary ruler. Let's see, five of clubs. I know those people, you guys change a lot. You have a lot of changes in life. Clubs are always about scholarship and about learning things. You're considered the students of the deck. And your card is actually called the Quest of Truth. It means changes and restlessness of the mind. I find these people have a lot of curiosity that keeps them almost constantly on the move. You've got a five-card karma card to tell that you've already, you also have a lot of changes in your romantic life. For that reason, sometimes you find marriage difficult or, you know, trying to settle down and find that right person. You're basically adventurous. You want to do some exploring and research. For that same reason, things and people associated with commitment are avoided like the plague, right? You tend to be kind of a nomadic, you know, changeable. I know a lot of fives, if you don't physically move a lot, you know, from residence to residence, a lot of times you'll go into their houses and you'll find their furniture has been arranged like every week. So it's the most restless card of all. You're very flexible. You know, you move to new homes or change the lifestyles. And it usually does entail a lot of responsibilities and challenges, and that's symbolized by you have a five of spades in your Saturn space. You've got an ace of spades in Venus, and it talks about secret love affairs and indecision sometimes about which choice to make. That same ace gives you a very sexy and rich voice, which I heard a little bit there. And you've got a seven of diamonds in Jupiter, which is the millionaire's card. And a lot of times the five of clubs have a lot of money, though you often either spend it or lose it as fast as you get it. Speculation and gambling for you should be avoided, again, like the plague. although you're luckier than a lot of people, your tendency to spend it makes you bad at what gamblers call money management, which is essential, you know, essentially knowing when to quit, you know, in your head. You're wonderful in sales and promotions because you can relate to so many people on their own level. You're not in the Virgo or Gemini one. But your natural curiosity brings you a lot of knowledge. But a lot of times, you don't apply it or you don't stick to one train of thought, and it tends to make you sometimes kind of skeptics. You don't even get satisfaction from your own self-created, what they call, belief structures. Often a five of clubs person will take the opposite side of an argument, you know, playing devil's advocate just so you're not tied down to one concept. I bet you were really great in debate in high school. And interest in spiritual studies brings you a lot more satisfaction in your later years and provides answers that brings more peace into your life. A spiritual teacher would be helpful in that regard. And in your relationship area, being a five of clubs can be a blessing or a curse. On the high side, you're very progressive. You can relate to anyone on your level. Makes you really well-liked and sociable. And on that flip side, because there's always two sides to every story, that fear of commitment can be so great that you attract the most unusual situations, and you may never really have peace, you know, the peace of a deep connection. There's going to be emotional losses in your life, regardless of avoidance. But your attitude and value, you know, really tells the story. That's that free will, where that free will comes in. Oh, that's really interesting. It talks about the five of clubs considered to be one of the most unmarriageable cards in the deck. And I'm like going, wow, that's amazing. Because, see, my dad was a five of clubs, and he and my mom were married for 6 years. So, yeah, there's a lot more to that. One way or another, a lot of you guys avoid commitment as much as possible. But it's like if you're cunning with it, you make it appear as though the reason you're not making commitment is your partner's fault. You know, in truth, sometimes you have some deep fears that any relationship might deprive you of freedom, and freedom is a big thing with five of clubs. Private lives, you like to keep your private life to yourself. And when you're single, you enjoy the single way of life a lot. Some of your celebrity birthdays. Some of these are older ones. Christopher Walken, Daniel Day-Lewis, George Wendt, Woody Harrelson. Oh, those guys were on Cheers. I don't remember that long ago. John Davidson, Daniel Radcliffe, Michelle Pfeiffer, Kim Cattrall, George Orwell, an author, Wilt Chamberlain, Gabe Kaplan. Yeah, I remember him. Jerry Seinfeld, Rod McEwen, Eminem, John Paul I, Pope, Ted Nugent, Al Gore, Kenny Rogers, Joan Lunden, Andre Agassi, tennis player, Georgia O'Keeffe, Carly Simon, and Monica Lewinsky. So there's some of your fellow five of clubs people there. So now, what was your question this evening?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, it's funny because I am working on this. I have the spiritual awakening.
Cool. A lot of people are having that.
I was wondering where I was going to go with it.
Since the planet did not end on December 21st, and so many people were fearing it was, and what was really funny was the Mayan elders were going, no, there's going to be a December 22nd. It's just, you know, the dawning of, like, a new age. And that's actually some of the stuff that happened in December. It was really interesting. December 3rd, there was a planetary alignment that only happens, like, once every 2,400 and some odd years. It was Mercury, Venus, and Saturn aligned, something like that, over the pyramids in Giza. And it was like supposedly a portal opening moment. So it's like raising the energies for everyone who's aware of it. So I'm not surprised you're having some spiritual awakening, some different things will go along there.
Yeah, and I'm reading a lot of books and looking into all different options.
Awesome. Very
just
good.
Just like you said.
Well, this is a good place to look at those. And also we have our sister show called The Psychic Learning Connection. And it's on, we're trying to get it 7 days a week. It's like we're doing spots or filling things. But if you're interested in doing some of the learning, I know Jethro's doing angel classes over there. I know Pamela has guests on Tuesdays. Amy's doing a segment over there. I'm doing some segments over there. And the number, if you've got your pen and pencil out, or, you know, the nice thing about Blog Talk is there's always archives. But the number over to that show is 714-333-3354. So, you know, come over there and listen in on that, because, like I say, Jethro's doing classes, and, you know, we've had classes in archives and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good place and space to check stuff out, learn things, and be able to come and ask questions.
And what's the name of the show again?
It's The Psychic Learning Connection.
Okay. All right. I will check it out.
Okay. Sounds good. And
thank you.
Anything else in particular you wanted to ask? Or? Not to me. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll put you back in queue, so, because I know sometimes when people are in chat, you know, people get kicked out of chat, or we don't kick them out. It's like Blog Talk has their very own thing, and we call it being blog. So, you know, if you guys are in chat, our regulars, you know, it's like, you know, to log back in if weird things happen, and weird things seem to happen and abound in this place. So, which, if you get kicked out, just come on back in. But what I'll do is I'll go ahead and put you back in queue, and if you want to go ahead and listen to the rest of the show, you can do that.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in. All righty. And our next caller here, area code 203. 203, you're on live with us.
How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. And who are we talking to tonight?
Woody.
Oh, hey, Woody. Yeah,
hey.
We got music here. It's like, yeah, we have one of those things is labeled Keith Evans, our Woody, and it's like we're advertised, you know, through December and saying, hey, go to iTunes. Woody's got his stuff on iTunes. Buy him over there. How's that going? Is that going pretty good for you?
Yeah, we can have a manager. I'm going to see if we'll be sitting down hopefully this week or next week. And supposed to be our game plan is a tour and open up for artists. We'll see.
Excellent. All righty. Sounds like a good deal. I like it. Well, I don't know that I can answer a lot for you on the card stuff, unless you've had a birthday recently, or unless you're in a segment of your year that we haven't looked at yet. But I don't know. Do you have a question, or are you just listening in tonight?
No, I'm just going to see what the card says. 10-10.
Two stars says, okay, let's see. Well, remind me of your birthday, because I'm notorious. Okay. So it's like I never keep track of those things. It's like you got to tell me each and every time. So
10-10.
10-10. Okay, 10-10. Oh, that's right. Okay, yep. You are a queen of clubs with the five of clubs planetary ruler. Okay, so we'll look at that. Let's look at the yearly thing for queen of clubs. And remind me really quick, it's like, what's your age right now this year?
32.
Okay, so this year for your long range, you're having that five of clubs, which is a lot of changeability stuff. And at 10-10, let's see, what phase are you in here? You are in, looking up here. 12, this is okay. You are still in your Venus time frame, because that started December 1st, and that runs till January 23rd. Now, on January 23rd, you'll start in the Mars time, but let's look and see what Venus is doing for you right now. Okay, you've got a six of spades and a four of hearts in your Venus time frame, and that would indicate, let's see, I know the sixes are always about, I'll say, karmic stuff. It's, you know, anytime you get into a relationship, something like that with those, it tends to be, I'll say, somehow karmically bound. So let's see what it has to say here. It should be one of steadiness in the areas of finances, love life, and work. You'll want to create peace in your home and your intimate relationships. To do that, you might have to make some adjustments on behalf of those you love, and then learn the art of responsibility in love. The other possibility of that powerful card would be that of starting a karmic relationship, which would be, you know, kind of what they consider fated or destined relationship, where, like, you know, one of you owes the other, you know, from previous life, whatever, and kind of return to pay or collect that that past debt. And then with that Four of Hearts, that's really interesting because the Four of Hearts is actually the marriage card. So if you were actually, you know, with somebody, it might be the time that you would be actually looking at, you know, getting married to that person, but I'm not sure that that's quite where you're at. But it does bestow a lot of happiness or love and marriage or friendships in general. It's a card of overall contentment with a lot of blessings, both material and spiritual, and it's one of the best influences for marriage and starting a family. Under that influence, your closest relationships will be very satisfying. It could represent either, you know, your current marriage or relationship, but it's such a powerful stabilizing influence. It's going to produce very good results during that time period, you know, this time period, even if the other one was of challenge or adversity, which really wasn't, you know, that Six of Spades is not really a challenging one. It's just kind of, you know, everything is just kind of going along, kind of like, you know, smooth sailing. Nothing really, you know, changes up or down a whole lot. So that's what you got going on until about January 23rd. So that's just a few days from now, and then you'll start your Mars time frame. Then we can call in and see what's going to happen in your Mars time period.
Okay, so the 23rd, things should balance out then.
On the 23rd, it's like it'll change. What it does, it'll change to that Mars, and Martian energy is always more about action, you know, more about things happening, you know, a little more, I'm not going to say adventure, but it's like, you know, a little more turbulence, maybe a little more, you know, a little more action-oriented type of stuff. Things, you know, kind of pick up and start going along. So kind of what it sounds like, that's what you were saying might be happening and going on there. So anyway, we'll see if that's the case.
Okay.
call back in. We'll find out.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk to you again. All righty. And our next caller here is area code 857, you are on. 857? Okay, let's see. I wonder if they've got me on mute. Sometimes that happens. Okay, area code 857, if you are listening in here, go ahead and pick back up. And all righty, I'll bet they're muted, and it's like we've had people, you know, be on phone conversations. So what I'll do is I will put them back in the queue and back on hold. And we'll go from here. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. What else do you got on here? No, I'm sorry. No, we really don't have. We don't have a lot of callers tonight. It's like we had several. It's like either they were getting kicked out of the queue or dropping or something or other. I'm not sure. But any of you guys want to know what your birth cards are? Call in, and it's 773-897-6461. And I'm doing Misty and birth cards tonight. Got about half an hour left here. And let's see, anything else that I can, you know, just real successful that I do some stuff on class type work. So I was like, all righty, I can probably do that. A little bit of history on the cards and what they are and how they work. The deck that I use is called Cards of Destiny, and they're very mathematically based. Depending on what your belief and orientation is, supposedly they have to start in Atlantis approximately 20,000 years ago. I can't prove or disprove that because I wasn't around 20,000 years ago, so I wouldn't exactly know. I do know that's just what's passed on. But it's really interesting that it's just a deck of, you know, what we call our poker playing deck, if you will. There's so many coincidental things, you know, people will just go, wow, that's really amazing. But for example, there are four seasons to our planet. There just happen to be four suits to the deck of cards. There happen to be, if you add up what they call the spot values of the cards, not including the Joker, it adds up to, you know, all the aces and kings and all the suits and everything. It adds up to 364. And then if you add in one Joker, it has a spot value of 1.25, which very coincidentally adds up to 365 and a fourth, which does happen to be the number of days in a year that our planet orbits around the sun. There's also things like there's 13 cards in each suit, which on a lunar calendar, we have approximately, if we go by lunar month instead of solar month or whatever calendar it is we're on at this point in time, we have 13 lunar calendar months. So that's also a very interesting thing. The place where we first see it actually in history is in the Bible, where it talks about the three magi, the three wise men, who showed up, it was after Christ's birth, a little while, like they didn't show up at the same time the shepherds did, so they showed up on the inside of the house, and that was after they'd been detoured by Herod. But it talks about them in different translations. They're either the astrologers from the east, you know, the wise men from the east, or the magi. And this is also what this deck is called. It was kept preserved by what's called the Order of the Magi. Very interestingly also, the Ace of Spades is the thing that typifies the basic mathematical premise of this deck. And it is a symbol that represents the Order of the Magi. There's also things... mystical orders that were in existence before ancient Egypt carefully preserved the secrets in what they call the small book of cards, the small deck. Secrets totally have to be released to the public when the time is right. And the first person to really do this was only Richmond. In the 1800s, he wrote some books on how to use this deck and what it was about and so on and so forth. And he was able, we haven't seen a lot come forward in modern times with exactly how he did it, but he was able to literally just look at the deck. He was able to tell you what phase the moon was in, what degree it was in, all of stuff, and he said it's by the pictures on the playing cards. There are things that are encoded in the pictures of, you know, the regular, or I guess, 12 deck or Rider-Waite deck or whatever it is. But let's see, look at some of this. Some of the history, some of the modern history, I'll call it. In 1973, this man by the name of Arne Lien, L-E-I-N, made an amazing and startling prediction. He had studied astrology, numerology, and the science of these cards, and had made television and motion picture personalities of his clients. And by chance, he was asked by Tennis Illustrated that year magazine to test his system of prediction by deciding who would be the winners of Wimbledon tennis matches for that year. So he started studying all the contenders. You know, he discovered a really fascinating pattern emerging. He noticed that the cards of all the American contenders were showing very bad results for the dates of the matches. Their cards showed frustration and disappointment, which is usually associated with losing matches. So he trusted in his system, and he told Tennis Illustrated that none of the Americans would win those matches or even do well. And it was really unusual since so many of the top contenders were American. So as the date of the matches drew near, a political issue came up whereby none of the Americans were even allowed to compete in the matches that year. Tennis Illustrated was stunned that Arne's predictions had come true, so much so, in fact, that they asked him to write a monthly astrology column, which, as you can imagine, is really unusual for a tennis magazine. The techniques that he used to make his predictions are the same ones that we're looking at right here using his deck of cards. He was one of the very first people, and the person who's brought this word also made it really more public is Robert Lee Camp, and he's the one that, you know, wrote a couple of new books and is passing this knowledge on to us. It's really accurate. It's a really easy system to learn, and it's like, you know, he says, prepare to be amazed at the information you obtain from it, and he certainly is and was, and I am also. It's like I've used these cards in this system for about 17 years and just going, wow, it's really amazing. Let's see. This was, they've been in existence before ancient Egypt. They've been preserved to have its secrets totally intact, released to the public when the time is right, which is, you know, first of all, the 1800s, and then it came forward into the late 1970s. It's the first book to really completely unveil those secrets and show you in great detail how to use the system, and like I said, it's mathematically based. And it's on probabilities. I'll say probabilities and possibilities rather than, you know, what I would call sanguine predictions, because it's just, you know, this is likely to happen. And it's, you know, for any of you who've ever studied probabilities in a mathematical sense, you remember those from high school, right? Okay, so First of all, you know, we find out what the birth card is, and once you know that, then you can be able to look up, you know, any year of your life and the yearly spreads. And it just really does. It gives really specific, detailed information about, you know, what are the probabilities for that. And this is what I do. It's like there's, you know, complete year-long readings. They have things out for, like, you know, 20-year readings. They have all kinds of stuff. It's really a unique system. It involves our common playing cards. You know, you don't need a deck of cards to do a yearly reading. And really and truly, you don't need psychic power, although a lot of people on this show are very gifted psychics, and I really admire them a lot, and I'm working on my own psychic development. So, yeah, it's kind of part and parcel of things. The cards represent events and relationships of every month and year of your life, and that's chosen and ready to be looked up. And it's kind of like the fabled and mysterious Book of Destiny that so many ancient myths allude to. You actually find a record of your entire life within the, because they have, like, I don't know what they call them, schedules, or it's just it's card layouts. And they start from the day you're born. They go clear up to, you know, age 99. What's really interesting is it goes in the cycles. We have, if you ever, you know, study in science, remember the sine wave things, and what they're discovering is that people have learning curves of about 45 minutes. It's like, you know, you have a learning curve up from, you know, bottom to top, and it's like where you really learn well. And then you need, like, the next 45 minutes to kind of take it in, just kind of review it, that kind of stuff. And then you have another 45-minute cycle of learning. And they've actually discovered, when they've applied this to different schooling systems and whatever, that kids and people actually learn better on these 45-minute cycles, which, you know, are represented on sine waves. Interestingly enough, in this system, you have what they call a pre-birth year, which is your 44th year on the planet, and then year 45 is called your rebirth time, and that is the time when the cards are, with exception of the long-range cards, all the cards are exactly in the same place as they were when you first stepped into this planet. So a lot of people have what they call the midlife crisis going on when they hit 45, because all of a sudden you have people who are more either aware or possibly unaware, but they're just, you know, following my instinct and all these things that are going on. And they just go, wow, you know, people go, oh, my goodness, you know, they went through this, you know, life change or whatever, and I don't recognize them anymore. Well, a lot of times what happens is people, you know, hey, it's like I've been on this planet for 45 years now, and it's time that I, you know, up this an octave. And that's exactly what they do. They will take the knowledge that they've learned, and they can up it to the same cards and go, I can do the next 45 years a lot better than I did the first 45 years. So it's pretty amazing. It does talk about the deck of cards as our calendar. And some of the things our little deck and calendar have in common is, like, in a total that, oh, the 13 suits. Okay. The number 52. Okay. So 52 was common knowledge. Okay. There's 52 weeks in a year. But then in numerology, we reduce numbers by adding their digits. So if we reduce the number 52, you take the 5 plus the 2, that equals 7, which happens to be the number of the days in the week, and also the number of visible planets. 7 is a very magical number in many ways. It's considered the most spiritual number. It is also used extensively in many mystic traditions, including the Bible, which is really interesting. Well, you can imagine that sometime in our ancient past, man discovered that a full year comprised, you know, something in the neighborhood of 365 days. We kind of went over that with, you know, how everything all adds up. It's really interesting that that joker value of 1 1/4 brings the value of the deck to exactly the numbers of our days in the year. And it says the joker's value of 1 1/4 comes from the fact that he is all four suits plus himself. He stands apart as a unique balancing element in the scheme of the cards and many of the card personalities. It's also very interesting that the joker is the only card that we really cannot read in this system. If somebody, I felt really sad because there's been a couple times where people have called in and said, you know, hey, I'm born on December 31st. I'm going, dang, you're a joker, and I have no idea what to tell you, because the joker literally can be any card in the deck. All right, well, let's see. We got a couple callers here, so we're going to try our 857 number again here and see if they're on with us yet. 857, are you on with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yes. We tried you the first time, and we must have been on hold or mute. But okay, well, what I do is called birth card readings, and if you let me have your month and day of birth, I can tell you what your birth card is and a little bit about what's going on.
8/11/53.
Okay, 8/11. So August 11th. Okay, Leo, so you are a two of diamonds, and two of diamonds double because Leos have no separate planetary ruler. I know that twos are about companionship. They're also about partnerships. Diamonds are also about people's, the mundane, what we call the mundane stuff is dealing with money and material things, but also you came here to learn deeper values. The name of the two of diamonds is called the Wheeler Dealer card, and you've got an innate intuition that if you follow it, is always going to lead you to success and show you kind of the right path to follow. Inherent in that intuition is a really high set of values and often a mission in life, which always involves, you know, partners, partnerships, other people. There's a certain amount of ambition, a lot of times for money, that keeps you motivated, and that's good because you can get into ruts at times. My grandma always used to say, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out, especially in your closest relationships. You don't want to stay in ruts too long. If you tap into your inner guidance, you'll find a path awaiting you that is really fascinating and rewarding. You do your best by establishing yourself in one business and really just sticking with it. It's one of the most successful cards in the deck. And really and truly, you know, you only have, you know, your own responsibility there if you're not happy and productive because, you know, this is a really an awesome card. And it's called the Wheeler Dealer card because you love to be involved in business and finance, especially with friends and associates. It's a partnership card, which usually chooses to work with others rather than alone. Two is the number of logic, and two of diamonds people have a mind that's really quick at making decisions and distinctions and evaluations. You're often attracted to and really good at working with computers for that same reason. It's only when you get emotionally unfulfilled that your capable mind really becomes pessimistic and argumentative. Financially, you are one of the most fortunate cards in the deck. A lot of you make considerable sums of money, especially after the age of 35. You've got a lot to be grateful for. And remember that attitude of gratitude with the secret. It's like always have that attitude of gratitude. Just be careful of your social obligations. Do not tax your health and your well-being. Because sometimes you get so caught up in your work, you forget to take care of yourself. And this is one of the things that kind of like the airplane services will tell when they see others, you don't get on planes and small fields. They say something happens, put your own air mask on first and then help your child. Because if you put it on your child first and you pass out, you can't help them. So sometimes you need to keep that in mind. Is you got to, you know, you got to take care of yourself to be able to take care of others. You can make a large sum of money in real estate, especially in your later years, and then maintain good health throughout your life. It's one of the cards that you're likely to live to be the age of 100. Remember that country western song, if I didn't know I was going to live this long, I'd take a bit of care of myself. So there you go. So there's your heads up. You'll love to mix and mingle and arrange deals with others. For some, your life holds a really special purpose, a mission that involves bringing higher knowledge of some kind to the world and to the people that you love. You're the messengers of light. In relationships, romantically, you've really got strong, fixed attitudes, ideas, and principles about love that are really admirable. And on the flip side, your greatest hurdle to your own romantic and emotional happiness is, you know, that very thing. Because you got to learn that love and marriage are more than just a fixed idea. And, you know, it's kind of like not a college schedule. You can't schedule things like that. But a lot of times, once you're in a relationship, whether good or bad, sometimes you get stuck there by those principles, and it can cause you to stay where happiness is not. And when that happens, you can become really, you know, very inclined to negative manifesting. You know, manifest the argument in the status card. A male two of diamonds, you know, if they're in a marriage, it's over emotionally. They'll often have affairs or, you know, whatever, but you don't want to get divorced, you know, because people should stay married forever, you know, as a lot of them, you know, that belief system we were raised with. You've got an Ace of Hearts as a Pluto card. It really indicates a strong and deep need for affection, which can go unnoticed or unacknowledged. Because a lot of times you get so involved in the mental side of life, in your work or, you know, business, that need for inner affection and self-respect is at the heart of most of your relationship issues and problems. You're a very intellectual person, and that powerful mind, which served you so well in your careers, can be, again, a stumbling block to success in personal relationships because it inhibits your ability to really connect. Like, you know, you're one of those people that they always say, you know, you got to connect your head and your heart. You know, and sometimes you tend to put a block in there. With work, that inhibition can be overcome, and you can learn to communicate really well intimate feelings that are necessary for a really healthy relationship. And with all that being said, let's see, any other questions? Or is there anything particular you wanted to know?
No. Not tonight. I just wanted to do it.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. Well, was there no? If not, I'll put you back in queue. I was going to say, if you had any other questions or, let's see. I was going to say, I know what I was going to do. I was going to look up and see. A lot of times with the Two of Diamonds as a planetary ruler, it's, you know, with you being a Leo, it's like a lot of things are about, you know, how you look and how you come across. It gives you a lot of success with work and finances, and you've got the ability to find the right people to help you achieve your goals. You're not a lazy person at all. You're bound to have some very prosperous cycles in your life, much more so than the average person. And, again, you've got that keen and logical mind that you depend on for much of your success. But, again, in personal relationships, that logic is sometimes more of a hindrance than help. You've got an inner desire for love and affection that competes with that natural ambition and work matters. And sometimes it just seems difficult to have satisfaction in both areas at the same time. In general, you tend to focus more on your work where it's easier to manage. Emotionally, you got, you know, a lot of work that, you know, can be done there. And just want to talk about the six principles about love and marriage that can cause you to stay in a bad relationship longer than you need to be. So, anyway, that's what I got for you tonight.
Okay, ask your question. Can I ask you a question? I have a lawsuit going on. You haven't seen anything about that?
You have a say it again. You have a
lawsuit going on. I haven't seen anything about that.
Lawsuit going on. Let's see. Tell you what. Tell me what the. What's it? Not on that one. What's your age this year? Because I apologize. I didn't catch the year. I know you told me the year, and it's like I didn't catch that. It's like, how old are you this year?
How old I am?
Yeah.
I'm 53. I'm 59.
Okay. Let's see. 59 in this year. Okay, your long range, you've got a five of diamonds in your long range, which does indicate, okay, yeah, there are losses. You've got, just kind of looking through here. Some of the things that have happened with you. Let's see, your Mercury, Venus. Okay, you've had threes and eights, seven, sixes, fours and seven, sixes. You got some karmic stuff going on because of the sixes. You had a six of spades in your Venus time frame. You have, let me see where you're at again. Let's see what you're, if you want to go through and catch this here. Let's see, let me look. That was August 11th. Okay, and the way the time frames kind of break down here, your Mercury time frame starts in each of the time periods go for like 52 days. So your Mercury went from August 11th, your birthday, through October 3rd. And then October 3rd started your Venus time frame, and that went through to November 24th. So on November 24th, your Mars time frame started, and that is actually going on right now. And that'll be until January 16th, which is coming up really quick. On January 16th is going to start your Jupiter time frame, which will be some positive things coming up, which is really nice. And then Jupiter goes from January 16th through March 9th, and that will give you, then you'll start that Saturn time frame. Saturn time frame goes March 9th through April 30th. And Saturn is usually the biggest challenges and things, you know, coming up, whatever. Jupiter on the flip side is, you know, your blessings for the year. The Uranus time frame starts April 30th and goes through June 21st. And then Neptune starts on June 21st and will go through till your next birthday. So just kind of looking at that real quick, let's see. Let me just say you're in the Mars, finishing Mars right now and heading into Jupiter. So you've had, oh, no wonder you've got sevens in there. Sevens are always really tough. They're the... interestingly, they're the cards of faith. You had a seven of diamonds and a six of spades in the Venus time frame. Six is about karmic, and spades sometimes are about the losses. Same with the seven. The seven of diamonds can indicate losses and things, especially, you know, monetary type things. In the Mars time frame, now you've got a four of diamonds going on there, which is a positive one, but then it flips around. The underlying one is that seven of hearts, and we'll see just what that is going on. And then coming up in Jupiter, you've got a karmic six of clubs, and you've got a jack of diamonds. But let me go look at the Mars time frame here. Let's just kind of see what that one, that is the, what did I say, the seven? No, yeah, seven of hearts. Four diamonds, seven of hearts. Seven of hearts in Mars. It can bring, you know, fearful and challenging legal or personal matter, perhaps associated with a man. Your own willfulness or arguing will only decrease your chance of success in the situations present. So just really look carefully at your expectations and attachments for, you know, the key to the present events. You'll have a lot more success than you realize by acting upon the faith that you have nothing or no one to lose. Spiritual revelations are possible now as well. Looking to that other Mars card, we'll find out. We'll go look at that. That was the four of diamonds. We'll see what that challenge or who's involved in it. And if you get a card like a four, it's like that's, it would tell you that regardless of the challenges present, you know, you're likely to have a happy and productive outcome to the situations that present themselves during that time frame. So let's see, that four of diamonds just has to say, it brings an aggressive capacity to make money, but it can also indicate satisfaction in legal or tax matter or involving a male associate. It is a card of overcoming or other, you know, other ill influences. It can counteract negative cards during that same time frame. An aggressive pursuit of your financial goals could bring in huge returns. You know, you'll want to work hard to earn your money. Make a wish list and pursue it. There's a stabilizing influence of this card is probably a happy time frame for you, even if the indication of your other Mars card was more challenging, which that seven definitely was, and especially in the heart, you know, in the emotional area, love area. You're going to have, you know, like I say, you know, you'll have some stuff to overcome with that. But all in all, it's kind of like it's going to be the silver lining to the cloud, okay, is what I'll say with that. Also, with that Jupiter time frame, we'll see if we can give you something a little happier to look forward to. That six of clubs in Jupiter is going to show up as you're going to get a heightened sense of intuition and sensitivity. It's going to be the key really to success in a lot of areas at that time, especially, you know, again, financial and business. At the same time, your, you know, complacency. In other words, you know, just sitting around kind of doing nothing. If you don't act, that could be your greatest obstacle. If you overcome that complacency and contentment and really make an extra effort during the Jupiter time frame, which starts again on January 16th, you know, every effort will pay off in a big way. You know, of course, if you already have everything you want, you know, you sit back and enjoy it. But it's really a good idea to stay with the things and projects you have already initiated. This is where your financial gains lie during that time period, unless there's other factors present. Which the other one is, well, the other one is a Jack of Diamonds. So that Jack of Diamonds influence with that time frame. It could be one where your finances are helped considerably by using creative ideas for selling or marketing products or services. You've got creative business abilities, you know, combined well now, and you can make you a lot of money. So, you know, if you're in any kind of sales profession or if you're doing at-home sales or stuff like that, it's a really good influence. A diamond man could be a great benefit in your life during this time period and for the year. And they could, you know, really kind of be like a mentor, showing you more lucrative ways to, you know, do good with your finances. Just kind of looking for other stuff going on now in your Saturn time frame. And there's and what I want to say is, with all the planetary stuff that happens, there's a lot of times it's considered kind of like a watercolor painting. You know, it kind of washes over into other areas. You know, so it's like you'll have an influence, and it'll be really specific for, you know, a time frame, but it will also kind of have a coloration for the whole year with different things. So if you got something, you know, good cards, bad cards, whatever, it's like you'll have things, you know, kind of tweaking along as you go. I'll just kind of put it that way. You do have some stuff coming up, like I say, in Saturn. Saturn is changeability and some losses there in that time frame. And in Uranus, you've got seven. Like I said, that it really seems weird, but it's like the odd number cards are always the ones that present us with more challenges. And that seven of spades in the Uranus time frame is more about it's called the card of faith. Oops, I'm calling that one. Skype call, sorry about that coming in there. you know, but you've got other, I mean, like I said, you've got other cards, you've got other good things that have happened during the year. Like I say, the overall one for this year is that five of diamonds as your long range. It's like there's five cards that impact you, you know, for the year. And as a long range, it's going to be an important year of transition for you that's going to lead you just in an entirely new place by your next birthday. You're going to have a fundamental change in what is most important to you, and it's likely to cause major changes, you know, in your job and your approach to money, relationships. You know, you could even move to, like, to a new location during that transition. Since our lives are basically structured to provide us with things that, you know, we feel are most important, when the inner picture, you know, when your inner vision of what's important to you changes, your exterior world has no chance, you know, no choice but to follow suit. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever read or seen Rhonda Byrne's, either her book or the DVD about, you know, the law of attraction. Kind of the same thing. It's like, you know, Napoleon Hill, what you can conceive and believe you can achieve, you know, type of thing. So when you change your mind, you really change your outlook on things. To get the most out of this year, you allow the changes to flow in your life without really trying to know exactly what lies ahead, kind of like what Jack Canfield said in that. He said, you know, you can drive across the country at night, only seeing 200 feet, you know, ahead in your headlights, and you can drive from, you know, New York to California doing that. It's like you don't always see, you know, the big long picture of everything that's happening, but you can just see enough to get from one step to the next. And sometimes that's where we're really at. It's like, you know, you just take, like, one step at a time, you know, if that makes any sense. But when you're in transition, you just got to be ready to change and just, you know, depart from what has been, because the future's not always clear. There's always clear skies ahead beyond what we can see, because there's always, you know, blue sky and sunshine above the clouds. But it's just wise, you know, this year to expect changes and not to make big commitments until after your next birthday. The key words, and these are the ones I tell people that would be like, you know, write these down on a 3x5 index card and, like, you know, post them on your bathroom mirror or whatever. But is, I experience a major change in my values, which affects every important area of my life this year. So you really do. This is really a transitional, you know, year for you, transitional time. So I'm not surprised, you know, you're saying that losses and things going on. And a lot of times, you know, what we look at too is something that may appear to be a loss, or it's like, you know, it's being taken away from us. A lot of times it's because we have outgrown it, or, you know, we no longer really, we might think we need it, but maybe it's something that is actually holding us back, you know, kind of like, I hate to say, some mint shoes, you know, type of thing. But it's like sometimes we get so comfortable in where we're at that it takes something to kind of shake you up and go, hey, I can step out of the cement shoes and my feet feel much better and I can walk better now. And, you know, I can actually move on and move forward to where I need to be. So, I don't know. Is any of that making any sense?
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll encourage you to call back. Let's see. We do have tomorrow. Let me think. Not tomorrow. I don't. Tuesday is Pamela Cummins. She's our musical psychic. You know, it's like, and she does, she's really amazing. She's on at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, and that's the same number at 773-897-6461. And then, let's see, on Wednesdays we have Mystic Celeste, and Thursdays Jethro and Dina, and Friday and Saturday Jethro's on usually with guests. So it's like, you know, call back, because there's different people on here on different days, and it's like, you know, you got other questions or, you know, thinking about stuff, it's like, call back. And then we also have what we call psychic development classes going on. Well, it's called the Psychic Learning Connection. It's our sister show, and it's 714-333-3354. And we're trying to get that on 7 days a week that Jethro does, like angel classes, and Pamela has different people on, so a lot of times that's a good place to, you know, get ideas or, you know, have learning or ask questions and stuff like that. So, you know, I'll encourage you to call back, and thank you for calling in tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. And let's see. Well, we got one last caller here, and we got 6 minutes here, so we'll do what we can. Area code 580, you're on with us.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a question.
Sure.
It's, okay. Do you see me staying in the relationship I'm in.
Wow.
Or
you know what?
Me.
I'm going to actually refer you to our relationship expert, because that's really Pamela's area. But I'll tell you what. Tell me what your month and birth card is. So it's like I can tell you what I can find out from the cards, and then I
my
will.
My birthday is 9/11/91.
9/11. That's an infamous day. Okay. Oh wow. Okay, I see why. 9/11.
I'm talking to another guy.
Okay.
I just don't know if I should stay with the one because I've been with him 7 months, but we're having problems. But there's another one that wants to be with me. I just don't know about the one I'm talking to.
Okay. Do you know the birthday of the guy you're currently with?
His birthday is December 8th. I don't know what year he was born in. He's 35.
That doesn't matter. Okay, December 8th, he's a 10 of clubs. Okay, so I see where you're going with this. The fact that you're a king of clubs and a female, the fact that he is a 10 of clubs, and the male, it's like he probably feels like he should be the leader in the relationship, and I got some really sad news for him. As the king of clubs, you as a female king of clubs, you guys always have more challenges with being in relationships because you have a lot of personal power, and it takes really kind of somebody special to, you know, figure out how to be with you, and they kind of have to be willing to let you be the leader in the relationship. I don't suppose you know the birth date of the other, because, well, see, what I can look here is...
The one that I'm talking to, or...
Whoever the December 8th is, whichever one that is. The December 8th one is the 10 of clubs.
Yeah, that one's my fiancé.
Okay. And just looking at that, you guys, that connection there, that's karmic. Okay. What probably first brought you together was he is your karmic reward in the forward, but you guys have a lot. Your second and third connections is a Mars in the spiritual and a Mars forward, and it's like Mars can bring a lot of conflict. The Mars in the spiritual especially indicates that you had some time, you know, also a past life together where you maybe had some unresolved issues, and it could be, you know, yeah, different stuff went on. But you also, your fourth connection with him is a Saturn card. And it's like, you know, the Mars and the Saturn cards are difficult connections. And it's like you usually bring a person like that into your life to learn things. Your fifth connection is Neptune. And what it shows on that one is just that a Neptune connection can be idealism, illusion, it can be dreams. But unfortunately what happened with Neptune connections is somebody, you know, one or the other of you projects off what you think the other person should be. You really see them with rose-colored glasses. The overall that with the 10 of clubs, with the gentleman who's the December birthday, is a 6, which is really hot because this is like a 20-point scale. Positive 10 negative. But the difficulty lies in the intensity that you've got is a 7, which that's really high for intensity. It's like for a long-term relationship, that's really hard. The overall compatibility is actually -1. So, yeah, I can see why there would be some issues. And did you say you knew the birth date of the other gentleman?
Hold on, let me ask you. Tyler, what's your birthday? January 4th, 1993.
January 4th. Wow. Okay. He's an old soul. That's awesome. Okay. Let's see. Okay, with that 10 of spades, your connection with that one. I gotta look at that one again. What? I got 90 seconds. I love that. Okay, let's see. Ah, this is why. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I would go with your 10 of spades because your first connection is Venus. That's, you know, a lot of love in that planet. The next one connection is a Pluto. So you're going to have some, you know, some lessons to learn, you know, both of you that octaves up. But you've got 3 Venus connections with him, and Venus in the spiritual and also Pluto in the spiritual. So you've got a past love there that was, you know, kind of probably brought you together. 60 seconds, thank you. Okay. The attraction with him is a 7, so it's higher. The intensity level and your amounts of disagreement is like a 2, which is like really low. Your overall compatibility is a 3. And what I can tell you about compatibility is my husband and I had, you know, until he died, it's like we had a compatibility of 2, and we were like soulmates. So, you know, anything basically that's, you know, over zero with compatibility, it's like if you're in the positive numbers, that's really good. So let's say, yeah, if I was in your shoes, I would be going for the guy. I'd be going for the tennis space January guy.
And that's the January one?
That's the January one. That's the guy you just asked his birthday.
Yeah, I just didn't know. Because, well, I've been with my fiance 7 months, and I'm getting to the point like I want to leave because we've been through so much.
Wow.
Of him cheating on me, and I'm due. I'm pregnant, and I'm due any time.
Uh-oh. No.
And then I started talking to this other guy, and I was like, I just don't know, you know, if he's any good for me neither.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, I was gonna say you've got better cards with the January guy than you do with the December guy, and it's like just word of wise, like somebody who cheats, you know, sometimes it's like, yeah, that's a one-time deal, but a lot of times, unfortunately, if they've cheated once, a lot of times they've either done it when you haven't caught them. It's just like people, you know, who speed, you know, break the speeding laws. It's like a lot of times they have done it more than once. And that's just, it's not a good thing to be, you know, raising a child in a home that has no trust. It's like, you know, because, I mean, in order to have a loving relationship, you really need that trust. You need that intimacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to do, especially, you know, where you're pregnant, it's like you don't need to be upset. You don't need to be stressed. It's like, you know, that baby that you're bringing in, there's, you know, they're going to be your focus. And you need to be able to provide them a really loving place and space. Yeah, go ahead.
He's always accusing me of cheating, but I've never have. I've told him, I was like, I love you. I just can't bring myself to leave him. And he's done it to me about 7 times.
Oh, wow.
And my family keeps telling me, you need to leave him. And I'm just like, I can't, you know. I think I've finally had enough. I'm like, should I try to stick it out or should I leave? Or,
no.
No.
You should have left about 5 cheats ago.
Yeah. So, and then this other guy, crazy. My son, you know, he likes this, his name, the January boy is Tyler, and we haven't really known each other that long. I mean, we just started talking, so, you know, it ain't nothing serious.
Right.
So.
Get to know him as a friend. Get to know somebody as a friend, but it's like, I'm sorry, if I was in your shoes, the December guy would be kicked to the curb. He would have been kicked to the curb a long time ago. So.
Yeah. And my sister called me tonight, and actually, you know, she's like, he's going to take off with the baby when you have it. He's going to leave state. He's telling everybody that he wants, you know, he wants to leave with the baby and stuff, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
That's called go to a safe house. That's called going out with your relatives. That's called, you know, there's a lot of options. Really and truly, I'll tell you what, if you've got something to write this down on or if you don't, you know, back in archives and get this, I would recommend really that you call Jethro. His number to, you know, to get a hold of him is 928-284-0437.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. I'm going to have my mom write it down. Okay, it's 928-284-0437.
He worked as an advocate, and it's like he's got a lot of resources and stuff.
Yeah.
So, definitely I will give him a heads up and tell him that you're going to call. And let me get your name real quick, and I will tell him that you're going to be calling, and you really need somebody to talk to because – he's got some really good advice to dispense, and it's like I'd highly recommend that, you know, what he recommends that you do what he says. He's a very gifted psychic person in addition to his practical skills and that kind of stuff. And also, you know, call back on Tuesday and talk with Pamela a little bit. But you need to get to a safe space and place, baby, and it's like you don't need this kind of stuff. You really don't. You don't. So.
I know. Okay, and is he on now?
He's not on right now. The next time he's actually going to be on air will be on either, I think, on Thursday. He does, like, Thursday, and then I know he hosts the Friday and Saturday segments. I know he also does, he's on air, let me think, on Wednesdays. He does, like, an angel class. I can give you the show number. The show number is, like, 714-333-3354, but I don't know that he takes calls during that. But call that other number, call that 928 number that I gave you, and I will call him, and If the number, I'll just say, if the number that you're calling from right now that you called into the show, if that's a good number to call you back at, I'm going to write that down right now, and I'm going to give
okay.
that to him. Tell him, I will tell him to be looking for that number, and that he needs to talk to you. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is a good number, so this is one
okay.
I'm calling off of.
All righty, sounds good.
And my name's
okay.
Jennifer.
Oh, spell that one for me.
J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R.
J-E-N-N-I, oh, Jennifer, okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Man, I can't hear very well tonight. Okay, Jennifer, well, I will make sure that he's looking for your call, and we'll get you, you know, kind of, we'll do what we can to help you out of this, because this is the kind of stuff, this is right up his alley, and this is one of the reasons that he does what he does, and we'll hope that things get a little bit better for you than they are, but yeah, it's like, no,
okay.
These are too special. You make sure that, we'll you know, make sure that you have some opportunities to get to a safe space
okay.
and place, and you and that baby need to stay together. You really do.
Okay, and I have one more question for you.
Sure.
Do you see me having my baby, like, I'm due February 4th, but they told me it could be, like, any time if I go my whole due date or if I go soon.
I'm going to say the less stressed you are, the closer you'll be to your due date. But, yeah, you know what? Again, Jethro would be a better one to call that one, because, like, that's all of us have our areas of expertise. And it's like he's
yeah.
a lot better. He's a lot better because what he does is he does what I call angel talk. It's like basically he dials into, you know, your angels, your guides, you know, because everybody's assigned a guardian angel on this planet. So he will just flat out, you know, talk to them, listen to what they have to say. And if you listen to what they, you know, tell you, it's like your angels will give you some pretty good
yeah.
advice. But
yeah.
he does that. It's like that's not my area. It's like I look at that. Oh, man, I wish I could do that. But it's like that's not what I do. But he does. So you know, I mean, from a practical standpoint, I'll say I'm a mom of five, and I will say the less stressed you are, and the better you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And right now, this is your last 30 days for that baby to be growing. It's like
yeah.
you need to be taking in 100 grams of protein. I'll just say from a health perspective, you need to be taking in 100 grams of protein
okay.
every day to help that baby grow. So watch,
okay.
you know, grams of protein. It's like, you know, take
yeah.
Joe Reader drinks or milk or, you know, cheese or, you know, tuna, whatever it takes to get your 100 grams in a day. It's like help that baby grow. Okay, that will
okay.
be the best. All righty, and I will call him and let him know that you. I will give him the heads up first, and then let him know to be looking for your call. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You betcha. Have a great one, and we'll
you
hope
too,
to
bye.
Hear from you again. And you know, tell us how it goes. Tell us when that baby comes. All righty. Well, thank you everybody for hanging in there with us, and we are over time tonight, so. We're going to get going, but we'll see you again and have an awesome day.